Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I am your host, Megan Emily, and I am currently on my drive to work. But I have some stuff in my mind that I really feel like I need to talk about. So if you don't know, I've recently started working a second job. And I am doing so, one, so I can save money faster, and two, so I can have that extra source of income in case I'm short on a bill. And, you know, this allows me to not only make sure I'm providing for myself, but it also makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something on my own. And I really enjoy that. Now, here's the thing. If you don't know, I have a very large group of people surrounding me. I have a very large family, and I do have a wide variety of friends. Now, there's something that I've noticed that is a trend. And I just want to, you know, get this off my chest. Not everybody understands your walk of life. Okay. Not everybody understands that right now where you're at in your life is, you know, paying bills and getting yourself back on your feet. Like, not everybody understands that. Okay. And there's a lot of people who are going to be like, well, I just don't understand why you can't just take off a day. I'm like, listen, so what, at Planet Fitness, I make, what, like $11 an hour, okay? I work 8-hour shifts, so that's $88 a day without tax, right? I lose a day, right? So that's $88 off my paycheck. So then say, like, my car bills due that week I get paid. My car bill is just about $400, something like that, right? So my paycheck is usually about $700. So I lose $88. That's less money for me to pay other bills that week. That's less money for me to get gas. That's less money for me to pay for food. You know, that's less money for a lot of things. So I got a second job just in case. So then now we're crossed with the dilemma of, like, Planet Fitness is a full-time job, right? I do work a consistent schedule. I work 5 days a week. And my schedule pretty much never changes unless they have to do stuff like hour cuts or something like that, or I need to switch with somebody. So it's a pretty consistent job. It's not a 9-to-5, but it's as close as I'm going to get right now, being 24 years old and not having a lot of other things going on. And so, you know, I do have PTO and I am eligible for insurance through my company. And so, you know, I could take PTO, I could, but then that leaves them short-staffed for the day, and I don't want to do that to them, because I value my job, and the people that I work with, I value the people that I work with, okay? And a lot of people in my life are like, well, I don't understand why you can't just take PTO for the day. I'm like, well, I'm saving my PTO for more important things than going up to the lake or going out for a day. You know, I try to avoid taking PTO as much as I can. I want to go see my grandparents. If you don't know, my grandparents live in New Jersey and Florida. You know, I want to go see them at some point this summer, and I'm getting vaccinated this month, or in May. It's the end of April now, but I'm getting vaccinated this month, so I can go see them, so I can make that venture to them. And, you know, I'm saving my PTO so when I go visit them, I don't feel so bad about missing days, and I don't get stressed out while I'm there. I just want to be able to relax and enjoy my time with my grandparents. And a lot of people, like, they don't understand that, and it's actually super frustrating, and it creates a lot of anxiety for me. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way. I just wanted to voice that. Like, stop asking people, like, why they can't just take PTO, or why they can't just switch a shift, why they can't just do this. Honey, if I could, I would. That's the thing. Like, if I could, I would. But quite honestly, it doesn't feel worth it to me to do that, because I'm trying to pay bills, and I'm trying to prioritize things, and I'm trying to see the people that I haven't seen, been able to see since the pandemic hit, because they have underlying health issues, and I'm afraid I'm going to get them sick, and then it's going to make it worse. If you guys don't know, my pop-pop has COPD, he has Parkinson's, and he now is diagnosed with leukemia, And that leukemia was caused by Agent Orange when he was in Vietnam. And I personally would not feel safe going to see him during this pandemic, because I wouldn't want to do something that would jeopardize his health. And I know he's vaccinated now, but all last year I couldn't see them. And I felt horrible because I had gotten used to seeing them at least twice a year because, you know, hello, it's difficult to see them more than that when I'm working crazy and stuff like that. And last year was a difficult year in general. And so, you know, now that everybody's getting vaccinated and I want to go see them, I'm saving my PTO for that. Like, that's important to me. That, I want to see that. Like, what, down in Florida, my grandma's on oxygen right now. And, like, I'm not going to put her at risk for the pandemic. Like, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to. Like, they're getting vaccinated as well. But, you know, I didn't want to do that during the pandemic. So I haven't seen them in a long time. And so that's where my priorities are lying right now. My priorities are lying on paying my bills and getting things taken care of, but also planning to make sure I can see these people that matter so much to me. And I'm not saying that nobody else matters to me. Okay, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that, you know, my grandparents, I don't know how much longer I have with them. And my dad's parents, who are my nanny and papa, who live in New Jersey, I didn't get to see a lot growing up because we didn't have the money to travel to go see them. And so I want to make sure now that I'm an adult, I get to spend as much time as possible with them. And if that means taking like a week of PTO to go see them after I'm vaccinated, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to waste my PTO on some dumb thing for like going to the lake for a day or something, you know? And, you know, I see people all the time. I see family all the time. And that's great. But my grandparents, I never get to see anymore. You know, and it makes it really difficult because I want to see them. I want to enjoy their company. But sometimes I just can't. And that's the hard part. And they're getting older. And for them to travel to me is a lot more difficult than for me to travel to them. Because I can just hop on a plane. That's different. They can't just hop on a plane. They have, you know, physical disabilities. And my grandma, she can't walk in the airport for a long time. She's on oxygen too. So she's got her walker and she's got her oxygen tank. And then when they travel, they either drive the whole time or she has to get like one of the disability things and like she's in a wheelchair and then they get her on the plane like first or whatever. It's one of those things. And you know, it's a lot on them to travel. It's a lot of stress on them. And I know it's a lot easier for me. So what I'm doing right now is I'm doing my best to make sure that I can go see them because I know it's important for them. And I know it's important for me because I want to know these people, you know, one day I want kids one day, you know, and I know my grandparents may not be around when I have kids, and that's okay, but I still want to be able to tell my kids stories about my grandparents, and I want to be able to tell them, like, yes, I knew my grandparents very well, and, you know, my grandparents mean so much to me, and I'm not going to forfeit my PTO to go to the lake for a day rather than see my grandparents. And I think that's where this is coming from. I think, you know, I'm prioritizing these my grandparents because it's important. You know, I get to see aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters. I don't have any sisters, but I get to see, you know, everybody else all the time. We all live pretty close to each other and, you know, we make sure that we can see each other, but my grandparents don't. My grandparents live far away. And so it's really important that I go see them at least once or twice a year, you know, as much as I can, really. And I think that's all I have to say for right now because I'm losing my voice and you guys can tell I'm getting a little choked up probably. So that was my rant. I just needed to rant. I needed to get that off my chest because it is creating a little bit of anxiety for me and I am a little worked up about it. But if you ever tell somebody that, hey, you should come with us to the lake and they say, oh no, I can't, I have to work. Don't badger them, don't heckle them, and, you know, don't make them feel bad for having to work. They have other goals. They have their own life that they're tending to. You know, don't come at them, okay? Let them be. Just be like, okay, that's fine. maybe ask, like, you know, do you know if you have a day off coming up soon that you can, you know, join us for something? And if they have a day off, maybe, you know, just be considerate of their day off. Like, hey, my friends want to go up on Friday. Oh, hey, so-and-so said they had Friday off. Let me give her a call instead of making it inconvenient to them to try to do it on a Saturday or a Sunday. You know what I mean? So that's just where I'm at right now. And if this pisses you off, I'm so sorry. If you're family listening, I'm sorry. But also, I have to do me. I have to take care of myself. I have to see my grandparents who may not be around much longer. And I have to know, you know, it's just, it is what it is. And I didn't get a second job so I could blow off my first job. Okay. I got a second job so I could have a second set of income. And that's that. So anyway, thank you guys for listening to my rant. I know it was kind of a lot. If you enjoyed this, I tried a podcast weekly. I did take a break for a couple months here, but I am back. I don't really have a consistent schedule yet. I would like it to be Fridays, but obviously today is Sunday that I'm uploading this, so you never know. If you want to check me out on other social media, I am on TikTok as MeganEmily24. You can find me on YouTube when I vlog occasionally as just Megan Emily. Not the just my name is Megan Emily. And then I also have a sketch channel, which I haven't uploaded on in a while, but that is Anonymous Productions. You can find me on Twitter at those same handles or Instagram at Megan_freaking_Emily. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch up with you next time. Bye!